Josh Heupel trending as Tennessee's choice as the next head football coach. Does that move the needle for you?
Not really, but I guess the question, Bill, is who would have moved the needle that would realistically take that job right now?
I agree.
And here's another thing, too, Bill. Tennessee's had an issue in reference to let's go get a move-the-needle coach. Well, how has that worked for you when you went to go get them? It hasn't always fared well. And I get that maybe it's not very realistic that LSU got Ed Orgeron or is after Tom Herman, but look where the two men are at right now. Sometimes it's about fit more than it is the splash hire. So I can remember, Bill, when LSU faced UCF I forget the bowl game. It's too early in the morning for me to remember. But regardless, doing their film breakdown, a Fiesta Bowl, I did their team breakdown, Bill, scheme-wise, he's a really good offensive mind, had a lot of diamond-in-the-rough type players, and they played hard for him. And they took LSU down to the wire there, and that was the season right, the last game before LSU would go on a run to win a national championship in 2019. So I think he's a good coach, and I think that, you know, that new administration having the connection with him feels like that he could do a good job, and hopefully he can turn Tennessee around.
Blake Ruffino with us. What's the latest news down there at LSU staff-wise? Is everything complete?
No, Bill, not everything's complete yet. We do have a defensive coordinator. Bill, I'm going to tell you something. This has been – you know, I made a joke. I might opt out for the rest of 2021 coaching searches for LSU. Just opting out is a thing, you know, not really. But, I mean, it's just been such a wild ride. But Durante Jones, the DB's coach from the Vikings, has a lot of big Louisiana ties. He's now the defensive coordinator. Bill, a couple of names we're watching this morning is Blake Baker, the defensive coordinator at Miami. Looks like he could be, you know, LSU's in some serious talks with him about being the new linebackers coach. Now, would he take a pay cut? Would he take a title reduction? We don't know that yet. Also, Travis Williams, the former Auburn linebackers coach, is in that mix as well. And some defensive line coaches, Andre Carter, former NFL defensive lineman, and did a really good job at the Jets. He's also in the running as well for that position, along with Christian Lockettier.
Has LSU, and I don't need specifics, but do they have a spring practice date set yet? Or time
no,
frame?
Yeah, not right now. No, not to my knowledge. Not now. I know they don't even have Bill from the SEC what they'll be allowed to do. So I don't know. Not right now. They don't have a spring set date.
Off the beaten path, but Brad Powers, you know, joins us every Friday. He tweeted yesterday that Coastal Carolina has already started spring practice. How about that?
How crazy is that, Bill? How crazy is that? I mean, hey, good for them. And look,
yep.
LSU, you know, Bill, LSU struggled with that last season, not having time to get under new coaching. And look, it's not about a spring game. I hate spring games. Played in a lot of them. I hate them. They don't really mean anything. But the practices always mean something very significant.
Yeah, I mean, I get it from a coach's point of view. You want those days. You want those practice days. And depending on the roster you have, Blake, you can really get some quality work in with the young guys. That's what I like.
Absolutely, Bill. And the cohesiveness. From offensive line perspective, Bill, there was no better work done in practice than there was in spring football. Okay, there's a lot that goes on in the middle of August camp that you have to get ready for in the fine-tuning for the season. The cohesiveness and what you're able to do up front in the install, which I think is the biggest thing, comes in that spring practices. I'll never, you know, again, the spring game is what it is. But for me, Bill, the biggest growth that I had in college and even the last years of high school was during the spring. You know, to give you an idea, I trend down a lot during the spring to be able to go into a summer workout and then bulk up until we go into camp. And the cohesiveness with the guys. Bill, for me, it was always a confidence thing. Hey, where am I at squatting? Where am I at lifting? Where's my conditioning? And so now can these guys get in there, which LSU struggled a lot last year with conditioning. And, Bill, at times they looked really slow. The games that they didn't look slow, games like Florida. And we know how that ended up last season.
Good point. Blake Ruffino with us. We'll let you know how you can get all of his information. What else at LSU? Is how much can you spend with your audience talking basketball compared to obviously all the football news?
Not much, Bill. It's not moving the meter this season for whatever reason.
Right.
Now I can talk baseball in Louisiana, and I mean, look, I have an in-depth baseball background. Bill, my grandfather coached high school before he passed, God rest his soul, 20 years at Franklinton. My uncle has been coaching at Franklinton High School for over 34 years, and my cousins are there with him now. And he just got a pretty prestigious award, the Tony Robichaud Award for Ethics in Baseball. And so, Bill, I say all that to say that Louisiana is – it's football than baseball. I mean, there's no other question about that. And to some people, Bill, baseball is just as important. You know, Paul Maneri, the head baseball coach at LSU, is a really good coach when it comes to wins. Always right. Wins, always has good teams. He goes to Tennessee and gets guys like Blake Money, who, Bill, by the way, from your neck of the woods, he might see some really good playing time and is a good addition. But at the end of the day, he's not winning World Series championships, and so they want him out. Think about that. A very winnable coach, they want him out. And that's just how our audience and LSU fans deal with baseball more than basketball right now. Now, Will Wade has brought some sparks into it, Bill, but until he starts winning, they're not going to get behind him like they will behind football and baseball.
Yeah, Blake Money, for everybody who's from right here, I saw him when he was 10 probably. He's all of 6'7", about 240, and he's a right-handed pitcher. No telling. I'd say he'll be a mid-90s guy this year, if not more, and he does it effortlessly too. It's not like he's winding up and grunting. I mean, the upside there is pretty substantial, I can tell you. And he's just a freshman. Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, very substantial. Bill, I was advised by someone on that baseball staff that he topped out at 97 during the Fall World Series.
Wow.
To give you an idea.
That would not shock me. I was just saying earlier, I've been down there quite a few times. I've never been to a game at the – but now first time I was down there was the old Alex Box, but I haven't been to a game down there in either Alex Box, which I hear is quite the thing.
Oh, yeah, Bill. I mean, and look, I'm really excited – for baseball, again, have the history. I love baseball, and Bill, it's a big time atmosphere. Now I don't know what they'll be able to do with COVID, but when you have half of a stadium, so let's just say you have 20,000 people on your right yelling "Go!" and the other half of the left, the other 20,000 saying "Tigers," it is intimidating when you're sitting there and you're at home plate and you're about to go up against maybe a top five pitcher in next year's draft. And you look over the right field fence, and it says national championship winners all through the 90s, the 2000s, 2009. It's an intimidating place, Bill. It's a very intimidating place, and Louisianans, they love their baseball. So hopefully they'll be able to get a season in LSU. You know, Bill, and another thing, the Vandy series. Everybody, and look, this is January. We're making plans with me and my friends and people that work for Are You Serious with me. We're looking to go into the Vandy series, and we're getting ready for that when they come down to Baton Rouge. We're already making plans. And, Bill, that's, what, 2.5 months away.
Tell everybody how they can get all your shows and all that you produce.
Thanks, Bill. Are You Serious Sports, just type it in on YouTube. We're still doing the $100 gift card giveaway. You only have a couple days, so go get that $100, get in the drawing. Also, AYS Network on Facebook, AYS Sports. On Twitter, we'll be having a lot of news, coming up in the next couple of days as LSU rounds up the staff, along with a lot of recruiting news. LSU's looking to make a big-time push for the last signing day.
Good stuff, sir. Appreciate it very much. See you next week.
Thanks, Bill. Have a good day.